So if you cut off this branch of vines, of grapes, we say your purpose is to use the wood, not to use the grapes. So even the stems also you don't want to use for the purpose of the grapes anymore. So the stem is not called an oichel. The stem is called like wood. Therefore, you're allowed to use it for schach. It's not mekabel tumah. That's what he says also. Is ha-koitzel ha-schach ein lo yodis. It doesn't have a loch of the stem, the yad, the handle is not like an oichel to mekabel tumah, but rather it's like the wood, it's not mekabel tumah. So Gemara says, man, the yom ha-koitzer, the one that says it's le'as chiddish, of Rav Huna's chiddish, cutting down for schach, that's not called an oichel anymore, is kol shchein boitzer. For sure, the first case, if you cut the vines, I'm going to have to throw it into the vat to make the wine. Why? The lanichalid lalimtsai lachamri. Because for sure, when you're making the wine, you don't want the stems to be there. Because the stems just like swallow up the wine, you're wasting the wine that way. So you don't want the stems to be in the wine. So for sure, when you cut off those grapes, you don't want the stems to be attached anymore. So the stem is not called like part of the yoichol, it's not called roid lakabotuma. Mashenkin the other way. But man, the Yama Boitzer, the one that just said the first Kiddush, that was Rav Ami, Omar Rav Huna, that if you cut off the grapes, I'm not throwing into the wine press to make wine. Shein lo yodas, there it doesn't have the stem, is not called part of the Yechel. It's not Makabo Tumo. I'll tell you, only there he said it. Alvo Kaitzer, but when you cut it off, I'm anas, to use this for Schach, then Yesh lo yodas. Then I'll say that the stems are still called part of the grapes. It's makabel tumah and it's possible for schach. Why? The nicha leid lesachich bu. You really want the stem to still be attached to the grapes. Ki hecha de loy levadrin. That you don't want everything to fall apart. Levadrin means to separate. In other words, the stems hold everything together. So then the schach will stay on top of the sukkah. But it will all be separated. You're afraid like the wind will blow it all away. So your nicha that it should all be bunched together, that it should stay on top of the schach as one piece, should be held down. So since you still nicha, the stem should be attached with the grapes, so the grapes hold it all down, therefore we say the stem is still called part of the yoichol, and the stem is makabel tumah, and therefore it has the shem yad, and therefore will be possible for the schach. And the only time will be kosher, like we'll soon see later, you have to have more of the wood alone than the grape and the stem put together. So Gemara says now, Lema the Rav Menashe Bar Gadol Tanoihi. He says, Le'as Chiddush, and even if you cut it off, the Shem Schach, to say that it's not called an Oichel, it's not called, doesn't have a Din Yodis, let's say that's a Machlokes Tanoim, let's say. The Tanya, we learned like this. Suche Tanim, means you have a bunch of the figs. Uvehen Tanim, in other words, the stalks, like the twigs, the way they grow on. And you also have some figs also. You have a cluster of grapes, of the stems and the branches, and inside there's also some grapes. Kashin, you have like the straw. Inside are the stalks that has the wheat inside it. You have a whole cluster of the wood and the stems, and inside them you have some dates. Is kulam, all of them. If you want to use it for schach, to put it on top of your sukkah, it depends. If you have more wood, then you have the food itself, then ksheira. Then you're allowed to use it for schach, as even though the food part is possible for schach, because the food part is mekabel tumah, but since you have more wood than you have food, it's like bota b'roiv, and it's kosher l'schach. V'yim lav, let's say you have more food than you have the wood, then psula, you're not allowed to use it for schach. But it depends upon the wood, nageya tamashmi, even the stem and the wood. In other words, the food is considered no good, but the stem and the wood and the branches, that's all called part of the wood, you could use for schach. Acherim oimrim, another sheet, the others say no. Achihei kashin merubin ala yodos v'aloichin. You have to have more straw, the kashin, more than the yodos, the stems and the food together. So you see, the acherim hold that the stem, in this case, the yad, is also called part of the yoichel, and also mekabel tumah. You can't use it for schach. So you have to have roiv, more of the kashin, of the straw, that even the yad and the yoichel put together. So see, it's a machlekes here. In this case, he considered the yad, the handle of the food, part of the food that's makabel tumah, it's possible for schach. Or the Tanakama, no, since you cut it off, I'm not using it for schach. It's like Rav Gamda said before, that it's not considered a din yad, it's not makabel tumah, and it's kosher l'schach. So my lad isn't it, but how can it be? There's a machlekes here. Tumah sova yesh lehem yodos. That the Acherim hold, yes, it's still considered Yodis. The stem is still Makabel Tumah, it's possible for Schach. So you have to have rove of the straw, Kinega, the stem, and the food. Umasov, a Tanakama holds, no, ain't lahem yodis. A Tanakama holds, like of Gamdom, that here, since you cut it off a schach, you do not want the stem to be used, you do not want the food to be used, so the stem is not called part of the oichum, therefore the stem is kosher l'schach. To see it's a machlokes tanoim. So Marin says, the Mar says, the Rababa vade tanoi. According to Rababa, for sure it's a tanoim. Because Rababa, the first month Yom, said only if you cut it off laboitza lagas, if you cut the grapes off amanas to use for wine, then the yodis doesn't have a shame oichum. Marshenkin, the cut it off for schach, he held for sure it's still called part of the oichum. See, Yeshi, for sure it's a machlokes tanoim. But the Rav Menashe Bagarde Mileva Tanohi. But according to Rav Menashe Bagarde, that he said, no, even if you cut it l'shem schach, still we say the stem is not part of the food anymore, and the stem should be kosher schach. So the Chur is still some achlagas tanoim here. So he answers, no. Omaloch Rav Menashe, Rav Menashe can answer like this. The Kula Yalma, maybe everybody holds like me. The Kula Yalma Savri, that ha-koitzel schach ain lo yodis. If you cut off the whole cluster, the whole branch of grapes, the stems, is taken not called part of the grapes anymore. Since you don't want to use it for the food, you want to use it for schach, you don't want the oichel, the stem is not bottled to the food, but the stem is called part of the wood. It's kosher l'schach. So what's the machlokes here? What's pshat acherim? That you have to have rove of the real wood connected even the stem also. For och of amayaskin, you know what we're talking about over here? A special case. Kegoin shekoitzes on the achila. At first, you cut off this whole branch of grapes, almanas titim. So at the beginning, when you had the stem and the grape, it was both a yad, it was a real handle to get to the food. So even the stem is like part of the oichel, it is makabel tuma. But v'nimlach aleihin, then later you change your mind, the sicha, to throw this whole branch on top of the schach. So that's the machlokes. That what? That if you change your mind later to use it for schach, could changing your mind later make the stem no more part of the food, and not makabel tuma, and it's not called the kli anymore. For the Gemara, e koitzes on la'achil. If you tell me now we're talking about that you first cut it off, I'm going to ask to eat it. So then for sure the stem is considered a yad, a handle to get to the food. It's like part of the food. It is makabel tuma. So my tamay and the rabbonit. So what could be the svar in the Tanakama that says that if you change your mind now to use this the whole stem with the branch of grapes, to use for schach, what's the time of the Rabbana that stem now loses its shame, loses its name at the yad, the handle for the food, and it's not makabel tumah anymore, and now it's like a regular piece of wood. Like, my tamah, what kind of svar is that? My tamah the Rabbanan. V'chi tamah, maybe you tell me, Gustavo Rabbanan, that kiv on the nimlach aleim, l'sichech, since you changed your mind right now, you don't want to use it for food, but now you want to use it to put it on top of the sukkah for schach, but lolei machshavtoi, maybe your machshava, your thought now to use the fischach is mavatal, takes away the name of the handle for the food. It's not called food anymore. Now it gets a name. It's called wood, like the stem. Therefore, it's not makabel tuma. Fret gemaru mi but lolei machshava. Does your thought, your machshava alone, help to take away a kli, to take away something that has a right to be makabel tuma? Just with your thought, like to use it for something that's not usable. Does your thought alone take away the name kli or the name oichel that's not makabel tuma? The chibot lolei machshava b'hochi. Does your thought alone help? We learned the Mishnah kelim like this. The klal by tuma is like this. Kol ha-kelim, any type of a kli, which once it's a kli, it's a vessel usable, then it's makabel tuma. The locher is your din l'day tuma b'machshava. If you think that you want to use it the way it is right now for a kli, it has a shem kli, and it could be makabel tuma. Let's say you take a raw skin. You take skin, and you start to work it over to make it into leather. So, to make it into a nice piece of leather to use for a mat, like, you have to work it over much more. So right now, it's not called a kli, it's not makabel tuma. Let's say in the middle of the process, you decide to say, yes, I'm going to use it the way it is right now. I don't want to work on it anymore, I'm going to use this mat the way it is right now. So if you thought alone to use it, it's called a kli now, it's called a finished vessel, and it would be makabel tuma. But the klal is v'yein oilin mitumosan ela b'shinu maisa. But once, let's say like this case, that you decided to use this skin the way it is right now, you gave it a name kli, then later you change your mind and say, no, I don't want to use it anymore for a mat, I want to work over the skin again and use it to make shoes out of it. So if you decided now to use it for shoes, it's not a finished product yet, it's not called a kli. Still, your thought to change it doesn't help. Your machshav alone does not make it like it's not called the kli anymore. You have to do a ma'isa. You have to do an action of cutting it, doing something to the kli itself to show it's not a finished product yet. And the klal is like this, that ma'isa moitzi midei ma'isa midei machshava. If you do an action of ma'isa to the kli, like you start cutting this skin right now to show that you want to use it for shoes, so then the action of cutting it takes away from, even if you first made a ma'isa, like first you had this this piece of skin that you made into leather, and you first decided to use it for a mat, and you even cut it out the size of a mat. So you did a ma'isa, an action to show you want to use it for a mat, but then later, since you cut it again to show you want to use it for shoes, and now it's not finished yet, it's not called a kli, it's not makabel tuma. And for sure, the ma'isa now cutting it can take away from a machshava. In other words, at the beginning, it was a piece of skin, and you started to work on it. And even though it wasn't finished for anything yet, with your machshava alone, you just thought that you want to use it the way it is. So we say, if you think to use it, your machshava could make it into a kli, that it would be makabel tuma. But now, when you change your mind, you don't want to use it for the mat, you want to work on it to make it for shoes, it depends. If you do a ma'isa, now you start to cut it again, this ma'isa is moitzi midei machshava. It takes away from the first machshava you thought to use it the way it is, and right now it gets it, it's not called the kli yet, it's an unfinished product, and therefore it's not makabel tuma. But the klal is machshava, just the thought alone, einoi moitzi loy miyad ma'isa v'loy midei machshava. If the God is shem kli, if it was called a vessel, whether you did a ma'isa, you really finished making it into a mat, or whether you just had a machshava, it wasn't even a finished mat. You just thought that you want to use it the way it is. Now later you change your mind and you want to use it for something else that's not finished yet. Your machshava, your thought alone, does not take away the din to makabel tuma. So you see, the fact that you think to do something to it cannot take away the name of a kli on it. So here also, since you first cut off this cluster of grapes, I'm not to eat it. So at that time, the stem is called a yad, a handle for the food. It's called part of the food that is makabel tuma. Now when you change your mind, you want to throw it on top of your sukkah, just taking the whole cluster and throwing it on top of the sukkah, that's not called a ma'isa. Like you didn't do anything different to this cluster of grapes. So it's only considered a thought. So a thought to change it does not take away the name kli. It's still called the yad, it's still called the handle to the food, and it should still be makabel tuma. So what's pshat the rabbanon say over here? That changing your mind makes it, it's not called an oichel, and it's not makabel tuma, it's kosher paschach. Maybe you want to tell me, Hani mili, when do we say that a thought doesn't help, a machshava doesn't help? That's only kelim. Like we're saying, a piece of skin, a mat, it's called a kli, it's called a utensil you could use, that's something choshev, and once it has a shem kli, you can't take it away. Avu yodis, but over here, the stem of the grape, it's only a yad, it's only like a handle. It's a piece of wood, it's not edible. Why do we want to say it's called like a food, that it could be makabel tuma? Because it's sarach achila, you could use it for the purpose of eating with. So it's sarach achila ninu. So therefore we say, b'machshava nasil, b'machshava salka. Maybe the same way with your thought, that you cut off the cluster of grapes, I'm going to eat it. With your thought that you're going to use these stems to eat with. The stem got a name, ochel, on it, it's called like a handle to the grape, it's called part of the grape. So since it's only like a part of a food, it's not really a kli, maybe with thought, you could also take away this handle to the kli. Now that you change your mind and now you want to use this whole cluster of grapes to put on top of your sukkah for tzach, you do not want to use it for an echel anymore, so it's not called the stem, it's not called the tzarech of achila, maybe it loses its name of an echel, and that's why it's not makabel tuma according to Rabbanim. So the difference between an actual kli and just an echel, a yad, the stem of the food. So Mara says, no, but now we learned like this. Kol yadai seichlin. All the handles of food, like any stem of the grape or of the fig or of the dates, that first it was tied together. Shebisason. We'll soon see it's an achleikus. What does shebisason mean? Does it mean you just untied the bundle? Or does it mean you started to beat it up, like to knock off the stems? Is shebisason the gerin to hiris? It's in the gerin, in the thresh, where you take your wheat and start to bang out the kernels of wheat from the stalks. Then we say the stalks loses its shame, yad. It's not called the handle to the wheat anymore. And then we say the stem, the shaft-like, is tor. It's not called the handle to the wheat. The stalks is not called the handle anymore, therefore it's tor. So if you took the stalks of wheat, shevisason, it becomes tor. So more stuff like this. Bishleim alaman diyama bisason hitter agudon. If you want to tell me bisason just means untie the bundle of stalks, so then shapir. Just by untying the bundle of stalks, you didn't do any action to the stalks itself. It's still a stalk of wheat that has wheat attached to the stalk. Still, you tell me, the fact you untied it, that shows you have a machshava, your mind, you don't want to use it. You don't want to use the shaft anymore. You don't want to use the stem. You don't want to use the stalk of the wheat to like hold the wheat. So with your machshava, you show you don't want it anymore, becomes tor. Then it's very good here also. With your machshava, you show you don't want to use the tita stem. You want to use the vaschach, it becomes tor. But elo l'man diyoma, my bisason. Bisason mamish, but according to the man diyoma that says bisason means, you like have to bang it, you have to start banging the stalks. That's the wheat. The kernels of wheat come off it, that's when the handle becomes tor. So, ma'iklamein, what can you say? In other words, there your mamish did an action. You did an action, started to pound on the stalks, that the stalks are starting to break away from the kernels of wheat. So that shows an action that you don't want it to be part of the yad, the handle anymore. That's why it's tor. So you see, even by an oichel, even by the handle of the food, it only becomes tor if you do an action to it, you start pounding it. But Kozman is still called the handle, it's still attached, even though you untied the bundle. You showed you don't want the handle anymore, still it's tummy. So what can you say in our case here? So Gemara says, Hachi namisha bisason mamish. I tell you our case also. That we say the throat on top of the sukkah faschach, that we say now the handles are also called part of the wood, and not called part of the oichel anymore, that's only if you started to like pound away on the stalks. So you're showing a maisi, you don't want these stalks to be like a handle for the food, then it becomes Torah. Fred Gemara Ihochi, if that's the case that you pounded on the store on the stems, so my tamaya dacherim, what's the svar of dacherim? Why do they say, even though you did a maisa to show you don't want it, that it's still called the yad, it's still makabel tuma? Why could that be? And if they're doing a maisa to show you don't want it anymore to be a kli. So Gemara answers, the yomak Rabbi Yosi, I'll tell you, dacherim go like Rabbi Yosi shita. It's none, we learned like this. Rabbi Yosi metame. Rabbi Yosi was metame. Even in the ratio, in the first case, that you took these stalks of wheat, shevisason, you started to pound on them, still they're tummy. Still it's mekabel tuma. Still it's called a handle to the wheat. Rabbi Yosi metame. For the Gemara, hi mai, what's the sushal? How could you compare one to the other? Vishleim hosam over there by the gerin, by where you're making the wheat. Time with Rabbi Yosi. You know what the reason of Rabbi Yosi is? Chazia l'kreb shimim belokish, because akoponim, the stalks of the wheat could still be used, like Rav Shimon Melokish says. Therefore, it's still called the yad, still called the handle to the wheat. The Yom Rav Shimon Melokish, Shimon Melokish said, the Yom Rav Shimon Melokish, hoyel ruyes lo hoifchon ba'ater. You could, like, turn it upside down with the pitchfork. In other words, if you want to turn the wheat upside down, if the wheat is still attached to its stalk, it's easier to turn it upside down with a pitchfork. So even though you started to bang on the stalk, that the wheat should fall off it, but Kozman didn't fall off completely, you're happy with the stalk to be attached to it, that you could turn it upside down with the pitchfork. But here that you threw these stalks on top of the sukkah paschach, and you already pounded on it first, so you show you don't want the wheat to be attached to it, like you don't want it to be a handle for the wheat, what's the time of the acherim? Why do you say it's still makabel tuma? Like it's not roy for anything. So Gemara says no. And the Gemara Chazia l'chisoser, it's roi, it could be used now that when you knock down the sukkah and you want to take off the schach, lemin ketlu bigalayu, you'll be able to take off the schach very easily. It's if the schach is still attached with its stalks to the wheat, and when you want to pull it off, you just pull off the stalks, it'll come easily. So therefore, even though you started to pound to knock it off, because the man they're a little bit attached, that's why Yosi Svar, it's still called the yad, it's still called the handle to the wheat, still called you want it to be a handle, it's still called food, and it's makabel tum, it's posel for schach. Now the Gemara says Gufa. We learned on top that then Rashi speaks out, even though there's not really a Mishnah here, so why does it say Gufa? Because it's talking about explaining a Mishnah in Tyrus, and there's no Gemaras on those Mishnaisim. So therefore here the Gemara wants to like play that this is the Mokka to explain the Mishnah completely. So now we're explaining that Mishnah in Tyrus completely. That Gufa, the Mishnah in Uksim before. Gufa, kol yada soichlin, all the handles, the stems of the food. Shevisason, the gerin, if you like, machoik is what it means, if you hit it, and started to knock off the food from it, the gerin, in the threshing place, you're making the wheat, it's tor. It shows you don't want it to be a yad, it's not a handle anymore, it's not part of the yechel, it's not royal achila, it's not an yechel. It's not mekabel tuma, it's tor. Rabbi Yosi says, no, it's still matami. Now, we're explaining that Mishnah, my bisason. What does it mean it was bisason? Rabbi Yechel, no, my bisason mamish. Your mamish, like, started to pound on it, started to bang on it. And there the Tanakhama says, since you did a maitzah to it, it's not makabel tumor anymore. And Rabbi Yossi Tzvolak learned before, it's worried he still wanted to be together to turn it upside down with a pitchfork. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, he says, hit their ogden. All that means, this is not that you started to pound on it, just you untied the bundle. Someone says, Bishleim al Rabbi Eliezer, the Yama, this son means hit the ogden, you untied the bundle. Hainu de matam Rabbi Yossi. That's what Rabbi Yossi said, it was still tummy. Because all you did was untie the bundle. You didn't do anything to the stalks itself. So the stalks are still attached to the wheat. It's still called the handle to the wheat. According to Rabbi Yechon, the Yom HaBisason Mamish that your Mamish pounded on the stalks itself, so you did a Maisi to show you not Yechon with it. Amai Metame Rabbi Yossi. Why does Rabbi Yossi say it's still Metame? L'churi, you did a Maisi to show you don't want it to be a handle to the food. So Gemara answers, Am Rabbi Shem Melokish, Ha'ilaruyas La'hoivchan Be'atar. It's right to be, still be attached a little bit that you could turn it upside down with the pitchfork, like we had before. This is the Brisa that explains the Mishnah Barichas. Omer Reb Lezer now. Loma nim shalot tfilosen shal tzadikim kitter. What is the Torah sometimes called the tfilah, the praying of a tzadik, like a pitchfork? And Rashi says, the potter says, by Yitzchok deschiv, vayeter el Hashem, vayeter loy. Then he daven to Hashem, says, vayeter el Hashem, like a pitchfork. So why is a tfilah damon to a pitchfork? So Gemara answers that ma itter, just like this pitchfork, zeh ma hapech es a tfuah begurin mimok lemokim, you could turn upside down the tfuah, the grain from one side to another side, is af tfilosen shal tzadikim. The same way when the tzadikim daven to Hashem, is ma hapech es daitesh la kodesh baruch hu, it changes around the mind of a kodesh baruch hu, memidas achzorius, from the being very strong, angry against Klal Yisrael, lemidas rachmonis, that Hashem should have mercy upon Klal Yisrael. So the tefillah of the tzaddikim change around the Kodesh Baruch Hu's midas, that it will be done us with more with Rachmanis, as midas achesed. All right, we'll stop here.